95.7 The Hog, Morning Hog Happy Hour. Riggs and Guy, it's our Morning Hog. Josh and Amelia from S.R. Perrant are back in the house, as they say, and wherever they say things. And boy, you guys brought a lot, brought a whole bunch of great cans of great flavors on the front end. And now a familiar logo, the White Claw.
Yes.
Right? Which we found out last time we did White Claw. I didn't know. It's about the ocean. I thought it was about like a wolf.
In the wave.
Yeah, I thought it was a wolf that was angry and he was clawing you to, trying to convince you to drink the seltzer.
I always pictured an owl. I don't know why.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, that's weird. So we have new White Claw flavors, yeah?
Yes. It's variety pack number 3.
Number 3.
They are not messing around.
I mean, they are.
And technically, if you want to get technical, I believe it's number 4.
Really?
Because the tea is out as well.
Right.
So you have 1, 2, 3 and the tea.
So the industry leaders.
Oh, by far.
For a reason. And then they don't have to put out new products. They don't have to do new mixtures.
They're doing it for us.
I appreciate that.
That's right.
All right. So this is your first chance to dive into what first?
We're going to hit up strawberry.
Okay. All
right.
I like it. Just
so strawberry. I've had other seltzer companies' strawberries.
Yeah.
And they were awful.
Yeah.
A little
chalky or waxy.
That same lipstick.
Yeah.
Nastiness.
It's a tough flavor to pull.
If you've ever eaten a lipstick, you know it's not.
Yeah,
it's
not a good. It's a weekly basis.
I can tell.
Okay, well that's got a great aroma. That's
ooh, it smells awesome.
Take a seltzer water. Drop strawberry in it. You got this.
Right.
No artificial anything.
Pretty sure you have to mix up the strawberry a little bit though.
Yeah, you probably should blend it. I guess. Yeah, it's well. I leave that to White Claw. I don't ask about how they do it.
You get the strawberry right on the nose, and then and then it just punches you right in the tongue as soon as you sip on it.
That's so refreshing. Now what are these? What are these cans packing?
So these are 5% as well.
Okay.
So somewhat comparable. You know, they kind of have the same stats as our last beverages. They're both 100 calories, both 5%. You just have to decide. The thing with the White Claw is they go with the one flavor. So if you like. If you are a hard seltzer lover and you just like one single flavor, that's going to be your White Claw. If you want something that's going to be a fruit combo flavor, then you're going to want the Vizzy. So there's benefits to find with either one of these beverages. Another thing that I think makes the White Claw a little bit different, if you look at the top of them, their little tabs are colored. So honestly, if I was a bartender at the bar, I'd be able to pick a White Claw out faster.
Well, that's good.
You know, they buy the variety packs and you're like, oh, I want a raspberry. And the bartenders used to have to be like digging through which one is it. I'm getting pissed. Yeah. Another girl asked for a White Claw, right? And anyways, now it's a whole lot easier.
I ask for White Claws every once in a while.
A lot of people do. I mean, we had a White Claw promotions at Bike Week and the bikers were drinking it. Yeah. So
I just have to tell them what flavor I want because I'm colorblind. I can't see the tags.
But Guy is, I mean, he is one of the best white girls I know. He goes at it when he gets into it. Now, you can, and again, we're going to our next flavor now, but you're allowed to, at your home lab, buy this variety pack and then mix these flavors. You can do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's legal. Yes. It's legal in the U.S. now, at least in Florida.
Legal. They just made it legal.
Yeah, so what are we doing next?
Can make a fruit punch at the end of this episode.
Sure.
Blackberry.
Okay. Ooh,
the long-awaited blackberry flavor is here, and we are getting ready to try it right now, debuting on the Brewery Review.
Yeah, I love this.
We're going to see if that blackberry didn't move up that list a little
bit. Yeah, let's see, because it was sitting at a very soft number 3 before.
Ooh, okay.
And I've gone to my backyard. There's a blackberry bush. It's actually my neighbor's, but it pokes through my fence, so I'm like, I'm eating those.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because they're on my property. I'm eating them. And they were not good raw, but hold on.
The nose on this smells like some excellent bubble gum.
Oh, yeah.
Agreed.
Okay, Yeah, you put this in a beverage, White Claw. Oh, you sons of a... You did it again. You found a fruit that I have eaten off the vine that was not good, and then now I'm drinking it, and it's way better.
Something about this is almost closer to like a blackberry pie.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you guys are getting the same thing.
Yeah.
Let me close my eyes and imagine crust. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Josh, you should have taken his drink.
When you could have. You really could have got that out of my hands. Had to wrestle a little bit, but it would have been worth it. Well, that's really good. That is a very refreshing flavor and a first timer, right?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Very good.
Thank you, White Claw, for finding new fruits. How about next?
Next, they've included mango. So mango is also in variety pack number 2, but because mango is such a popular fan favorite, they've thrown it back in here because you know, pretty much everybody who drinks White Claw likes mango. Sure. I know not everybody likes mango, but a majority do. I mean, enough like it that they included it here. Yeah. So I love mango. I know when I go out, I'm always asking for a mango White Claw. I usually ask for raspberry or mango. Oh, yeah. So I'm excited.
I'm in my first.
I love sniffing them before I drink them.
Yeah, it's good.
You should.
It's not. Don't be afraid to do that at home.
Yeah, exactly.
And no one's watching. You can sniff it right out of the can. Here, we got these refreshing little small sample cups to sniff in. You can fit your whole nose in there, guy, if you try that. In fact, I just snorted some. No, it's good. It's really tastes way better.
So I've heard you refer to it as it tastes like real mangoes as opposed to fake mangoes before.
Yes.
So this does taste like a real mango.
Exactly. You know, we're all here to be healthy, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, just drink your fruit here. Yeah. Drink it. White Claw. Yeah. And
you
dizzy.
Can be healthy with these. That's
you can be. Yeah. This weekend it's Easter.
Yeah.
Definitely. While the kids are out doing their stuff or whatever's going on this weekend, treat yourself.
Do a Easter basket. Hunt.
A seltzer hunt. Oh my gosh.
Right? I mean, I said just the couch, but you could really hide them all over the place. You could hide them in your refrigerator.
Good way to get the adults involved with the kids' activities and stuff.
I hide a lot of stuff in the fridge anyway that you guys give me. All right, so this is pineapple.
Pineapple.
And I'm pretty sure pineapple's my favorite fruit just to eat straight.
How many favorite fruits do you have?
Yeah.
I know. Right? I can't.
Like six. I like the mandarin oranges or oranges, any kind of orange thing. And of course, I am a big fan of the cantaloupe. Now, by the way, who knows? White Claw may be looking at cantaloupe. I don't know.
I would put salt on your cantaloupe.
Yeah. I would put this on pizza. Oh,
salt the hell out of that thing.
Put this on pizza.
Like a deer.
Because pineapple belongs on pizza.
Oh, my
With
God.
With jalapenos only.
Yes.
That's a great aftertaste, too, right? That's a great pineapple
aftertaste. Absolutely. I mean, it kind of tastes like we're drinking juice with all these flavors. Yeah. But the fun part is it's got 5% ABV.
Mm-hmm. It does make it way more fun. And you're right. For Easter, treat yourself. You know, you go out, you get these variety packs. You don't know what's next. Maybe you blindfold yourself, you know? Maybe you throw in a blindfold, you reach in, you grab, you don't know what you're getting. Pop the top. You have no idea what flavor. And then try to guess the flavor, but you'll have somebody else tell you what flavor it is, right? Yeah. Or you can try to, and you know, keep a flow chart and then fax that over to srparrot.com. Yeah. And Josh and Amelia, we'll see how you did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Definitely.
If you guys want to know how popular these things are, if you look out of our studio door right now, there's a group of people standing by the front door because they heard about it.
Right. There's a take a number thing out there, and they're lined up ready to go.
I'll let Guy say his famous line there.
If you don't want to waste any time, you want to find out exactly where to go, srprot.com/beerfinder.
Yeah. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Cheers.
Cheers.